This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
High drive to left. Liriano back. Out of here. It's a home run fest here in San Diego.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
A home run fest, you say, Dwayne.
It was a fest.
Oh, my goodness. The Giants are just weird. It's a weird baseball team.
It's a good way to put it.
They are. They're very weird. How else would you describe them? Like, I don't know. You got better players, which made you get worse somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Kipe, like, celebrating a home run fest. That after 4 weeks where all home games were just absolutely drab and awful. Seemingly losing almost all of them.
Drab.
You spent a very healthy portion of the season double-digit games over 500. And now you sit here, like, falling all the way out of it, but not really? I tell you what, MLB Network knows where the hotbed is. You want to know what game they're showing tonight?
No.
You don't?
Well, I do, but okay. I don't know. No, Mark. Not from you.
That's not a great way to do a radio show. Do you want to know X? No,
nah,
I don't.
I'm good.
All right, let's go to commercial.
Best of coming up next.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're showing the Padre-Giant game. Big game. Playoff implications all over the place.
It's a must win, Mark.
MLB Network, and I don't know if this is to promote their game coming up later. They just showed the wild card standings in the National League. And guess which team they have on the board as a wild card contender.
That would be the Gigantes.
San Francisco Giants, yeah. 5.5 out. Just 1.5 game behind the St. Louis Cardinals. Did you deep dive?
I did. I did the deep dive.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, the deep dive starts 366 days ago, and it does not involve the orange and black.
That host is wet!
It involves a team known as the Detroit Tigers. And I was thinking about where the Giants are, and everyone talks about Detroit last year, and oh my God, what a run by Detroit, and it carried over into this year. So I looked at it. The Giants right now are 61-64. Last year, after 125 games, Detroit was 61-64.
Really?
Exact same record.
Dang.
And I looked, okay, every 61-64 is not created equally, so I wanted to see where Detroit was, and on this date, yesterday, last year, they were 8.5 out of the wild card.
Okay.
They were behind Minnesota, Boston, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and one other team that they would wind up not passing, but they were able to get all the way up and into the wild card.
Yeah.
So how did Detroit do it? Well, the first thing you need to do is play really well.
Yeah, you got
to
win some of those games.
They went 25-12 over the last 37, which is not out of the, I mean, it's good. It's very good. It's great.
What is that? Almost .670 baseball.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's very, very strong.
Very strong. So they wound up 25-12. But what also happened was Minnesota 12-26, Boston 16-22, Tampa 18-21, Seattle went 21-16, but Seattle only had a one-game lead on Detroit. Detroit passed all four of them. They wound up with 86 wins. They got in the wild card. They won the wild card series and then eventually would get knocked out in the next round. But they were in that spot. They, at the time, FanGraphs, I looked it up, they had a 1.1% chance of being the wild card team on August 18th of last year. So I thought, huh, Giants are 61-64. What does that mean for the Giants? Well, they're only 5.5 back in the wild card, 3 games better than Detroit. They only have to get by 3 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the one other thing is Detroit at that point had a -3 run differential. The Giants are -1.
-1.
Almost identical.
And you said their playoff percentage was 1.1?
Correct.
Yeah, the Giants is 2.4.
Right.
2.4.
So twice as likely as Detroit was. So you look at it and you think, huh, what would the Giants need to do to get up to where the third wild card is? And that would be 86 wins. So the Giants would have to go 25-12.
Yeah.
So Detroit went 25-12. The Giants would have to go 25-12, probably at least, only passing 3 teams. So I'm not saying that anything about the math. I'm not saying anything about this team is hot and watch out. But the fact that Detroit last year, same situation, actually a worse situation.
It was a worse situation.
Further back, yeah. More teams to climb over. And Detroit was able to do it going 25-12. So that's not me saying it's going to happen or anything like that, but it just happened last year.
Yeah.
So that's today's deep dive dish.
I mean, I wonder if Dibs would go all the way into the abyss. I would love to know who Detroit played over those final 37 games. Was there potentially a soft spot in the schedule? I don't know. The Giants do not have that. They are in San Diego now. They'll be in Milwaukee this weekend. They come home for the Chicago Cubs. Sure, there's various Baltimores and Colorados that will happen the rest of the way, but there are still two series with the St. Louis Cardinals. You could look at that as a positive. That's one of the teams they need to catch. They're only a half game behind them. You still have two series with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and while not a great team, it's not a terrible team and a team that seemingly has given the Giants trouble of late. And then, oh, by the way, there's also 7 games left with the Dodgers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So you're going to have to go 25-12 or so through all of that. And I mean, I can't tell you that it's not going to happen. I would certainly bet against it.
Of course.
It seems very unlikely.
2.4% is the FanGraphs odds, yeah. So you're looking at about 45-1 or worse odds to make it happen. And the key for Detroit last year, Mark, was you win the head-to-heads. In other words, they're behind Boston, as mentioned. Well, you had Boston at home. You took 2 of 3. You're behind Kansas City. You went to Kansas City in mid-September and you swept Kansas City. And that's a clean 3 that you picked up on the Royals, who were a team that you ended up trying to catch. And Tampa Bay, a team that was ahead of you. You swept Tampa Bay. So if you look at the Giants, and really you've got San Diego 3 more times, and San Diego is one of the teams you're chasing. These are the games where you can pick up a clean game with every win. So yeah, 25-12 is difficult, but it has to be the right 25-12, and I don't know if I'm really even thinking about catching the Dodgers, but you're behind Cincinnati and the Cardinals, right? And
yes.
Then the Mets.
And then the Mets.
Yeah. Those are the likely 3. I think San Diego might be...
They're further up.
Too far out of reach. So if you're just looking at those teams, I don't think you play... Well, God, you played Cincinnati 6 of the first 9, I think, so I hope you don't have Cincinnati again.
No, they don't have Cincinnati again. The Mets are 5.5 ahead of the Giants, and the Padres are 2.5 more ahead of them.
Right.
So that's a full 8 ahead of the Giants
right now. So you just focus on the Mets and the Cardinals and the Cubs, and I would bet that the Cardinals and Cubs still have some head-to-heads left because they're division rivals, and so there could be some splits going on, but... Before we get too excited about any of these scenarios, these Padre games are everything. And because you've dug a hole, God, the hole you dug at home, right? With getting swept by San Diego. You got swept by everyone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
These would have to be basically all wins. And again, 25-12 is that's a great finish. Even that might not be enough, but
you're doing a little Morgan Freeman Shawshank thing right now. You're selling hope.
Right.
And
hope is dangerous.
Well, it's also the most wonderful of things. But I just don't know if I'm ready to buy hope right now. You're asking me to yawk in. And I don't know if I'm ready to yawk in right now.
Yeah, and I'm really not asking you to lock in.
Well, you're giving an example of where what the Giants need to do, though unlikely, is still possible. And I'm very comfortable over here in my not possible hole. Like, I had to dig. I had to dig quite a bit. You know me. I don't get to pessimism very easily. But I had to dig very hard for this hole, and I am now sitting in it, and I don't know how easy it's going to be to climb up out of this hole.
It'll be near impossible, and, you know, I'm not asking you yet to come out of that hole, but I'm looking at a 37-game sample earlier this year because they need to go 25-12.
Sure.
They were 23-14 in their opening 37,
yeah,
which is not 25-12. And by the way, that 37th game, they put up 9 in the 11th at Chicago to beat the Cubs.
That game was bananas.
Yeah. So,
I read that game.
I mean, they don't have a 25-12 on their resume, but damn near in the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Look.
I'm not trying to do anything here.
It feels like you're trying to sell a little bit of hope. And here's what I'll tell you. You know, I have a rule when it comes to these things.
Yep.
Because you can get me to root for the ridiculous. You absolutely can. I am all about hope. I am all about optimism. And I am all about sports is surprising. That's why we love it. Talk to me when you've won more games than you've lost. Sure, win 4 more in a row. And then I will yawk in.
Yep.
I will drive to Moraga and sit next to you and your daughter, and we will yawk in together. And we will watch a Giants game.
Awesome.
And we will root hard.
That would be a sweep of San Diego and winning at Milwaukee to open up that series.
Okay. With Kaiwei Tang throwing tonight.
Hey, guys, I just want that game to matter.
Oh, that's right. Hey, 95.7 The Game and Splash are giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 guests, your friends. Plus, they're going to hook you up with loaded draft day food stations, a dedicated server, complimentary Wi-Fi. Your party is going to absolutely be a smash hit. It's all happening a week from tonight, and as an added bonus, we'll be there. Willard and Dibs will stop by your party, and we'll have some fun. All of that coming up next Tuesday. You got to listen all week for the daily code word. When you hear it, and it is coming next segment, you text the code word to 20357, and then you'll be entered for your chance to win, and we do that every day this week. So you can qualify once a day, different code word each week. Thank you to Splash for this awesome, awesome prize. By the way, speaking of the Dodgers being left 7 times on the schedule, I want to run something potentially silly, but I want to run something by you coming up next. 888-957-9570. That is the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Withered and Dibs.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
This is from Nick Wagner, who covers the Niners. I want you to fill in the blank.
Wow. Boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
boom.
That's right. The play of the day for the offense came from blank.
Bow, boom, 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 boom,
the play wow, of boom, the day
boom, boom, boom,
for the offense came from blank.
Yeah. Ricky Pearsall would be my answer. Survey?
I will now read the entire sentence.
Oh.
The play of the day for the offense came from, you guessed it, wide receiver Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
Score one for the Dibbers.
Yeah.
Purdy lofted up a pass for him deep down the left sideline. The pass was to Pearsall's outside shoulder with Brown trailing close behind on his inside shoulder. Pearsall made an excellent adjustment and came down with it for a 40-plus yard gain. During the move the ball period, Pearsall was quite active again with a handful of catches from Purdy. Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah. It's P to P.
That's my guy right there.
Purdy to Pearsall.
That's my guy.
P to P, no doubt.
That's my guy.
That is your guy. You already declared Kukush locked it up, over 1,000 yards receiving. And you know the way things have gone so far in the preseason, you got to that prop early because right now it would be favored. It's not an underdog proposition.
Well, 1,000 yards it probably would be. What is that? His over-under, as of a few weeks ago, was like 700-something yards. So I gotta think that over 1,000 yards is still, that's a lofty prediction, for sure.
Just looking here quickly from AI, they've got it at 825.5.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it went up about 75 yards since we last checked.
Yeah, that's from SkyBet.
Ooh.
SkyBet.
I love SkyBet.
You don't know SkyBet.
Well, I just figure if you're betting, you want to go up. You don't want to go down. So let's call it SkyBet.
Going to FanDuel.
It's better than HellBet.
FanDuel, 825.5.
Uh-huh.
And it's equally favored on the juice, -114 both ways, over or under, 825.5.
We're going all the way up.
Yep. I think 24 different individuals had 1,000 yards receiving last year. About 24. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, of that, I think three were tight ends. You had Kittle, of course.
George Kittle, for sure.
And Bowers, the Raiders tight end.
Right, and then McBride. Did McBride go over?
I'd have to check.
With Arizona?
Might have. I had him on my my ill-fated fantasy team.
Which is really too bad, you know?
Wasted stats.
It's just empty calories out there, yeah. Let's see. How many guys, how many tight ends? I've got it right here. I got all the 1,000-yard guys. You said it was three tight ends?
I thought so.
There's Kittle. Yeah, Trey McBride, 1146.
Yeah, there you have it.
Yeah, he was actually ahead of Kittle.
And it was 24, exactly. Juwan Jennings, darn near it at 975. But, yeah, 1,000 yards is, it's not an exclusive club, but if you think about 24 guys who did it, and just quickly scanning, I don't know if any team had two on the list.
I got to think. Well,
Detroit actually did.
The Raiders did, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
The Raiders had Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers.
Yeah, Jameson Williams with 1,001 and Amon-Ra with 1,263.
Right.
So if you think about all the teams that didn't even have one, that's a pretty significant number.
I'm just, scanning to see if there's anybody else who had two. There has to be, right? Maybe that's it. I guess that's probably it. The Seahawks came damn near it.
Right.
DK Metcalf, 8 yards shy.
It's a shame.
And Jaxon Smith-Njigba was over at a 11:30. But yeah, no, it's not the number. You know, when I say that, it's like, ooh, Ricky Pearsall, 1,000 yards. It's not the number maybe that you think it is. I do believe it represents very good production. But if you go down to the bottom of the list there with guys who went over 1,000 yards, yeah, there's some names there where you're like, he went over 1,000 yards? Like, I probably just did it with some of you. Jacoby Myers, that's a 1,000-yard receiver last year for the Raiders. And they didn't have a quarterback on their team, so that's really impressive for them. But, Jameson Williams of Detroit, Nico Collins did it in 12 games.
Right.
You know, and he's elite. I get that. But, you know, those of you who had those guys, if you had Calvin Ridley on your fantasy team last year, were you stoked? You're like, dude, Ridley's crushing it for me. I don't think so. But Calvin Ridley went for 1,017 yards.
Only 4 touchdowns, and that's where...
Yes, that's part of it. That's part of it.
That's where it hurts you. And if you do the math on it, you only need to get 58.8 yards a game, 59 yards a game if you're healthy for all 17. So, you know, it's really more of a measurement of your ability to stay healthy. If you look at all the guys who got to the 1,000, there are a small handful who didn't play all 17. You mentioned Nico Collins playing just 12 games.
Right.
That's truly impressive, but
AJ Brown did it in 13.
Right. You stay healthy and, you know, you get 60 yards a game, you're going to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. The Jets sort of had two. Sort of. Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams both went over 1,000 yards. Devontae had a lot of those yards for another team and then a lot of yards for the Jets. But anyway, I'm sticking with my prediction.
Yep.
And then we're putting prayers up for health for both of the people involved, Ricky and Brock.
And you're putting prayers up for Juwan Jennings. And is it calf or is it cash? And with every passing day, you start to hope that it's more just cash than calf because you figure that that's going to get worked out. He may not get as much as he wants, but if the calf is okay, I think that that's going to get worked out.
Did you make that up just now? Or did somebody write that?
Calf or cash?
Yeah.
I've said it before.
But did you make it up?
Absolutely.
Nobody else said that first?
It's a Dibber original.
I like it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cash or calf?
That's right.
Okay.
Which one is it? As soon as the calf happened, I was, you know, when we started to opine about what is it? Is it the cash or is it the calf? And it's kind of a sliding scale. Is it 80% calf and 20% cash? Or it might be 50-50 now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I like it. That's fun. Let's do that.
And Shanahan said, you can see it and stuff, and you know,
on the MRI,
right?
Yes.
So, and that's what he said.
But he also said, I don't know. Ask him.
Right.
Was this about the cash? He looks injured to me, but go ask him.
Exactly.
Which is like, I mean, there's something there.
Sure. And you know, I don't know how bad the calf is, and if the contract were settled, and this was week 17 in a win-or-go-home scenario, I bet you he plays. Juwan's a tough guy.
Yes, he is. I love Juwan Jennings.
Yep.
I love that player. So, yeah, well, that'll as we get through this final week, and by the way, just about nobody who really, really, really matters like next to no starters are going to play in this last preseason game. So get through this thing, and then you've got 2 weeks until there's an actual game, and you start to ramp up all of those questions. Who's healthy? Who's happy? Who's ready to go? So I figure like maybe next around this time next week is when you really start to ask some questions about Juwan Jennings and really read and analyze the answers. What words does Kyle choose? What's the timeline, Kyle? There isn't one. If there isn't one, I would argue that means it's cash. Because even if it's a calf, which is tricky, you're going to have a timeline by then.
Right.
Everybody else has a timeline. Dominic Pooney has a timeline. Is he going to be ready for week one?
There's a concern, but I know he's got a chance to also.
Okay, there it is. Quick soundbite. There's a concern, but he's got a chance.
Right.
For week one.
That tells me that...
That's a timeline.
Right, and that tells me that it's not so bad that you need surgery. Christian McCaffrey hurt the same ligament last year, the PCL, the posterior cruciate ligament, and that was it. Like, he tore it, and maybe Pooney has a grade one sprain, which is, you know, 2 to 3 weeks with rest and relaxation. If that's the case, maybe he will be available.
Kyle did talk about Juwan today. Would you like to try to analyze the words?
Yeah.
All right, here's Kyle on Juwan.
I mean, any player, not just Juwan or anyone, but people need to practice. They need to get ready to get play in NFL season, or you end up getting hurt. So hopefully he can get his health back so he can get that out there and start practicing. Just running routes, doing things like that. Same thing for Upton. Not many people can get through that stuff without practicing. And we had it a little with Bosa 1 year, a little bit with Trent, some different positions, but it's always a huge challenge.
Yeah, Feliciano said the same thing to us yesterday, and it was a little bit of an under-the-covers comment that I thought was really, really important. We asked him about last offseason and all the drama that was going on with contracts, and he's like, yeah, it stinks. But at the same time, it's not the distraction that maybe y'all think it is. However, the idea that you can just skip camp and then play in the NFL and be healthy is kind of bananas. And in fact, he even said it's kind of crazy to think that you can play well. He pointed to the idea, he goes, the fact that Trent Williams missed camp and then balled the way that he did was unbelievable. However, it probably also contributed to injury. And then we have Brandon Ayuk, skips camp, doesn't play well, gets injured. That's kind of the whole thing. So I don't know. When I listen to that, my head still goes to two different places, which is you can say, hey, Juwan needs to be healthy in order to be ready for week one because there has to be a ramp up. But you wonder if there's actually messaging in there. Listen to it again.
Yep.
And pretend you're Kyle. And
oh, I pretend I'm Kyle all the time.
I know you do. And because Kyle knows what's actually going on. Like, how hurt is Juwan?
Kyle, what are you asking exactly?
You know what I'm asking. How
I'm so
hurt,
confused by your question.
Just listen to me. How hurt is Juwan? Kyle knows the answer to that, but he's not going to tell us right now because A, it's a calf and it's tricky, and B, it's a contract and it's tricky. So listen to it again and pretend for a minute that Juwan actually is pretty much ready to go, but this is contract related. And then tell me if you think that Kyle's talking directly to Juwan.
I mean, any player, not just Juwan or anyone, but people need to practice. They need to get ready to get play in NFL season, or you end up getting hurt. So hopefully he can get his health back so he can get that out there and start practicing. Just running routes, doing things like that. Same thing for Upton. Not many people can get through that stuff without practicing. And we had it a little with Bosa 1 year, a little bit with Trent, some different positions, but it's always a huge challenge.
Okay, so he mentions Upton Stout. Now, Upton, there was another comment that Kyle made where he expressed some optimism that Upton is getting close, and they feel like he's going to be back. The Juwan thing remains completely mysterious, and you get asked about Juwan, and you end up talking about Upton Stout. That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
And so I hear at least a possibility that he's saying to Juwan, listen, you can't just play week one by showing up on Thursday before week one. You can't do that because you won't be ready and you will get hurt. And we experienced that a lot last year. So if this is some sort of a contract thing, we're going to need you to wrap that sucker up here pretty soon.
And he actually was asked another question after that about the Ayuk situation. and the cutdown date being a deadline, and it said, they asked, is it similar with Juwan, or does the injury change the dynamic a little there? And Kyle said, well, Ayuk was healthy and stuff, so he started, and he was good when he came back, and he was in decent shape and just had to knock off the rust for a while, but each person's different. It's all the same issue. The less you practice, the harder it is to play throughout the year. But what I take from that is Ayuk was healthy, so he started. Juwan's not healthy, so even if the contract gets done and dusted, we got to see him on the field because he's not healthy before we just throw him out there. So if Juwan is healthier than what we all maybe think, it behooves him to get this thing done sooner rather than later. That way he can knock off the rust and be ready for week one.
Would you like to win a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 guests at Splash, which is the wonderful bar restaurant right next to Chase Center on the Thrive City Plaza? We're giving you a keyword, and you're going to need that keyword to text it to 20357. That'll qualify you, one winner, at the end of the week. We're doing this every day, different keyword every single day. So you can qualify once a day, and we will give you that keyword, today's keyword, within the next 8 minutes. Okay?
So okay.
Stay right where you are. Keep listening within the next 8 minutes. And we want to thank Splash for this awesome prize. Dibs and I are really looking forward to a week from tonight. We're going to get down there. We're going to eat some food, host a show, and then really get our heckle on. Like, really get our heckle on. If you make one, if you, I'm going to be like that, the old guy in Top Gun. If you screw up just this much, I am going to be on your pick for the next 48 minutes.
Oh, boy.
I'll sit down next to you.
That's brutal.
And just like be like 3 inches from your face and just in the face and just absolutely pulling you apart from every single weakness that I see. That's my plan.
Okay.
All right? Next Tuesday night.
My plan is to offer up advice, and if you're smart, you won't take it. You'll go the other way.
Fade. Yeah.
So hey, if you get in the sixth round and you dips, what do you think?
What should I do should here?
Which tight end should I take? And I tell you which one to take? Take the other guy. Fade the Dibber.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm actually looking to get into a Survivor League that I found online where you pick losers. It's a Survivor League, but you have to pick a loser every week.
Do you realize that this is just a stupid psychological trick that someone's playing on you?
It is, but what it is they're playing into my strength.
Right, but if you can pick a loser, then you can pick a winner. There's only two teams in the game.
Correct.
If you can pick a loser, then you can pick the winner. That's how games work. There are ties, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you understand what I mean?
In dodgeball, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. And it makes sense because, you're just dodging.
Like, what's the difference? Mine's not a winner's pool, it's a loser's pool. What's the difference?
The difference is some of us are more predisposed to picking losers.
Right, but if you
famously said, and I don't know the context, Dan Dibley can win at nothing.
Well, but that includes loser's pools. That's it. If the word nothing covers everything.
But if I pick all losers and happen to win the loser's pool, I'm just losing better than everyone else is losing.
No, I'd actually come down your road, because if you can win the loser's pool, that means you should have entered the winner's pool too and just do the opposite of what you're doing in the loser's pool, and you would have won both pools.
Yeah, there is that.
Like, it's not a different pool. You're just writing down the other team instead of the other team.
Yeah, there's strategy to it. I mean,
I don't know that there is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make sure you don't burn all your surefire losers early. Like, you can't just fire Carolina in week one.
Oh, I'm in one where you could pick the same team all year long.
That's not a Survivor pool.
Call it
that's
whatever
like
you want.
A cockamamie flex fantasy league.
You're the one over here betting on Little League World Series.
Untrue.
And women's. What do you say during the women's tournament?
I say there's money to be made.
Exactly.
Especially in the first round.
Cash is the same color. So I don't care what you call the pool. I'm telling you.
Take UConn ladies and lay the 54 and a hook. It's over by the end of the third.
I will tell you, it does work. You made me some money last year on this.
Yeah, there you have it. And I don't bet Little League World Series.
I know. Well, you're not allowed to anymore.
Anymore. Grandy's getting mad because he shared an article that he found about The Little League World Series issued a statement.
I bet.
Saying...
that's enough out of all of you.
Right.
That wasn't that the statement?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. That basically was the gist of it. Knock it off. These are kids. So, I mean, there you have it.
Remember when the NCAA did this a few years ago? They had a whole campaign where they had college athletes, and they would, like, shoot the ball, and then the camera would really come close to it, and they'd be like, don't bet on it. And the whole idea was, like, I'm a college kid.
Right.
I'm 18. You think you know what I'm about to do next? Don't bet on it. And the whole idea was, like, don't bet on it. You notice they're not running those anymore because betting is now keeping essentially all sports alive. But it's funny to me that they did that years ago in the NCAA. They're just getting to it now in Little League.
Well,
I might have done that right out of the gate with the 11-year-olds. That's just me.
Well, they didn't. There aren't that many shops globally. Like, none of them domestically can you find those. Although I did get an email before the tournament started from, I won't say who, you know the person, with offshore futures lines. So, yeah, I mean, there were futures odds. So
for the Little Leagues?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Chinese Taipei, your international favorites.
Oh. They are the UConn women of Little League, are they not?
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Strong. Anyway.
All right. So here's what. I did say that I wanted to throw something at you that was Giants-Dodgers related, and I still do. So we'll do that coming up in just a few. However, this is way more important because this is more important than anything. 95.7 The Game and Splash are giving you the chance right now, your chance today, to host your fantasy draft in a private room inside Splash next Tuesday night with up to 14 guests. I'd like to meet someone who has 14 friends as an adult. That's amazing. If you can get 14 people to get somewhere on a Tuesday night in the Bay Area, I would like to shake your hand.
Well, if you're having your draft anyway, just shift it to Splash. It's pretty that simple.
But, dude, it's hard to get... Dude, I'm having a text thread with my guys about this Saturday. Just get on Zoom.
Right.
That's it. Can you get on Zoom? And the commissioner of our league's like, I got two kids solo. No, I'm out. I'm getting a proxy. I'm like, you...
You're the commish.
Do you need, like... I'm going to send you a babysitter. Like, come on, man. We can do it. No, can't even get on Zoom. So if you can get 14 people to Splash, I want to shake your hand. But anyway, you will have your own food station. You will have a dedicated server, complimentary Wi-Fi. This party is going to rock, and Willie and Dibby will be there. It all happens next Tuesday night. All you have to do right now is text the keyword to 20357. So do you have that number? 20357. Today's keyword is, it's one of my favorite words in the English language.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not Pearsall.
Okay. No.
Food.
I'm going to eat it.
The word is food.
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 F-O-O-D.
I think most people know how to spell it.
Food. Well, you know how to eat it.
I do. Text the word food to 20357. And you will be entered into the contest for today. New keyword every day. You can enter once a day. No need to text food 47 times. Once is enough. Text food to 20357. New keyword tomorrow, Thursday and Friday as well. So you can enter once a day. Good luck to each of you. Thank you to Splash for this prize. And we will see some of you next Tuesday night.
If you could just take a pill in the morning that would make it so you didn't have to eat any food throughout the day, or go through your days having to cook and clean and eat and shop and all the rest of it, you probably would still cook and clean and eat and shop.
I'll see you in the aisles.
No doubt. Thank you. Well played.
There's no doubt. No doubt. I don't want any of that Ozempic or anything.
No, it's not that. This would be a pill that is three meals and all the nutrition you could possibly need.
No. No, thank you.
And you wouldn't have to.
No.
It,
I'm out.
But.
And.
Yeah.
All of that food talk and the Splash talk and the Niners talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can not count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Can you sing with that voice?
Literally. I did Daddy Warbucks in middle school, and it was talk singing.
What I'm telling you, Kelly Savalas.
N-Y-C.
That's singing.
On 95.7 The Game.
My God, I even interrupt Steve Young. I got it. Is there, like, some medicine for this, for crying out loud?
I mean, there's no medicine. There's awareness. There is
well, I'm not going to have that.
Decorum.
Willard Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
Probably not.
Nah. And it's what's funny is let me check the time. 3:50. This is risky time.
What do you mean?
My wife could theoretically be in the car, but I'm going to say it anyway. You make me feel like I'm at home with the wife.
Well,
wow.
Whoa, this is risky.
We will we will be having a conversation, and I'll be talking, and then she will just burst in with her thoughts and, give away a prize or, I don't know.
You better be careful.
Play some sound, have a hot take, and it's like, I get this at work.
Don't talk about that.
Did you say give away a prize?
Yeah, she'll forward promote. Up in 10 minutes, we change Mila's diaper, but first, I tell you about my day.
God, I hope that's what it actually sounds like. That would be so entertaining to me.
I mean, don't you ever forward promote with your kids? Like if you're talking to them.
Oh, they can't stand it.
Up in 7 minutes, I tell you what's for dinner. But first,
I sit them down and they, first of all, when I tell them, hey, everybody come upstairs. They're like, what do we do? And if it's not bad, if it's not a bad thing, I literally have to tell them that right out of the gate. I'm like, no, everything's fine.
Right, it's not a damn day.
And then I'll go, and this will only take a minute. And then they're like, this is not going to only take a minute. And then and then they sit down, and I'll start talking to them, and we get done. And as soon as we get through whatever it is we need to talk about, there is like a little post-game show where they sort of critique the way that I went about talking to them. And they'll bring this up. Like, Abe even said it one time. He's like, you could totally tell that you're a radio host. You have this way of talking where, and I don't know if he's talking about forward promotion, but he's just like, it just gets all like artistic, and you have this, right? There's promotion in there, and then there's like the boom moment, you know, like you'll kind of like lead us to the spot, and right. Then it's like, and then pow! And then it gets very just.
Up in 5 minutes, I get mad about how dirty your room is, but first, let's talk about the dishes and whose turn it is to clean the kitchen. Forward promotion,
a
little
like
bit of a
that,
tease. Yeah. And you, I don't even know if you do a reset in the middle. I am dad, and we're talking about chores that are left undone.
I do want to talk about timeliness, but we're going to do that coming up at 7:48.
Totally.
Right now, we need to, yes, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible for them.
It can be annoying, but at least you give them an idea of what's to come.
It's an organization sensation.
That's
it
a buzz.
Is.
I mean, single dad with three kids.
I mean, for that. Yeah, it's not like I got a shot for this going well.
No, and you might have 5 to 7 minutes to get everyone together where your 18-year-old is out and about and your 12-year-old is checking his four fantasy teams and your 15 or 16-year-old daughter is a 15 or 16-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I didn't say I had their attention. They're in the room.
Sure.
There's no eye contact.
Phone's down, though.
What do you think? I'm a robot? I'm not AI. We're not looking at each other. I'm trying. I do that thing where you lean into their eye view because they're looking over here. So I'm like, do you want me to move over here? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that. They don't like that either.
It's tough.
Anyway.
Anyhow, yes, interrupt away.
Hello, supper.
That's right. What up, sub?
Drive safe.
Yeah, she's home already. Although I got a text. Go ahead.
Good.
I'll let you know.
Is it about bringing her up on the air, or did Myla just walk across the room and high-five the dog?
No. Four texts from supper, none of them pertaining to the shot I just took. So,
all right. You're safe.
We got other fires to put out, but yeah, safe-ish.
Well, wait till I text her that she can go to YouTube and scroll back a little bit into the show and find what she's looking for.
Right.
I won't do that.
Good.
All right. 888-957-9570. I have a stupid question for everybody. Y'all still want the Giants and Dodgers to be in the same division with each other?
Absolutely.
You do?
I don't yike this current quote-unquote balanced schedule. Rob Manfred screwed up again because you only get 12 games against the Dodgers, and what, the first series against the Dodgers wasn't until June or July? It's lame. I want, and I think baseball fans in general, you want the games against your rival to happen more frequently. And we always joke about Yankees and Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball being on every single
constantly.
Time, but
yeah.
19 games between those two, that's a rivalry. It's good. It's exciting.
Okay, I'm with you, but this is in reference to something, and this is over the weekend, and it was on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Did y'all hear this? Because there's been some buzz about it. They're interviewing Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. Take a listen to where the conversation goes.
Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. I mean, can you see that down the road?
I can. I think the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim, would be two West Coast teams. And that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
First of all, what the hell is happening in the background? Are they doing this during a rock concert?
That's the Little League game. That was the game.
What is that?
That is...
Like, what is happening? What are they doing?
Probably a lot of in-stadium music. It's not a normal professional baseball environment. It's in Williamsport.
Understood.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a different vibe.
Well,
Anything to drown him out, I'm here for.
Yeah, I hear that. But anyway, like, so that comment on radical realignment, expansion, and then the idea that we're going to set this all up geographically, sort of a college football feel, right? Who's going to come out of the SEC? Who's going to come out of the Big Ten? In the Pac-12? And then, you know, whatever. Like, that idea coming to baseball, at first glance, you're kind of like, okay, what do you mean? I get it. Baseball needs to probably sort of work with its broadcast partners in a little bit different way. The baseball's lagging a little bit. Okay, so you need to make some changes. Now, there have been those out there who have taken that comment from Rob Manfred and put together a blueprint for what it would look like. And the first one that I saw, if you're really going to geographically realign, because I don't know about you, Dibs, when I heard him say that, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe there'd be a California division. Maybe the five teams would be the Giants, the A's, the Angels, the Dodgers, and the Padres.
A's no longer a California team, but I see where you're going.
For the moment, they are, right? And yep. I'll still believe it when I see it. I know somebody shoveled dirt and moved it across the room, but whatever. I'll believe it when I see it. As we stand here today, there's five teams in California, okay? So something along those lines. But that's not what they did, because, and I had forgotten, expansion would probably mean going from three divisions in each league to four. Four divisions of four, not three divisions of five. So that's probably what it would be. So you would only have four teams in your division. And immediately, the division that the Dodgers were in looked like this. Dodgers, Angels, Padres, Diamondbacks. That's the division.
Right.
There's no Giants in it.
No Giants.
No Giants.
No Giants.
Not go Giants.
No Giants.
No Giants. The Giants division, I believe, looked something like Giants, Mariners, Rockies, and A's. Giants, Mariners, Rockies, A's. And I know what any real Giants fan's immediate thought would be when you see that. Because I don't know if the schedule would be balanced or whatever, but hold on a freaking second. Are we actually going to give the Giant-Dodger rivalry to the Padres, like so many in Southern California are now suggesting? Really? You're going to split up the Giants and the Dodgers? Oh, by the way, this particular idea was going to split up the Cubs and the Cardinals as well. But then I slept on it for a night, and I thought to myself, you know, the way baseball is structured right now, I don't know that anybody's ever going to win the National League West ever again, not named the Dodgers.
Well, the Giants just did.
It was
a couple years ago, 2021.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And in order to do it, they had to have the greatest year in the history of their entire organization, and even that cleared the Dodgers by a game.
Yep.
One game. So look, if this is the way that you're going to structure things, and if the Dodgers are going to continue to use their resources to fill in all of the loopholes, this is not me criticizing the Dodgers by any stretch. It is much more criticizing baseball. The Dodgers do a great job of taking advantage of what loopholes are there. But if this is the way we're going to do it, I don't know. I get it for all of you traditionalists, but to borrow college football once again, tradition's dead.
Pretty much.
Like a doornail. And so, yeah, let's go play with the Mariners, Rockies, and A's.
No, thank you.
Sign me up, because I think the Giants will win that sucker 75% of the time.
No, thank you on, first of all, the eight divisions. And we all would have to wonder who the expansion teams are. ESPN put out a similar thing today. No. Their realignment included Nashville and Montreal.
Great.
Montreal gets a team. ESPN is proposing four eight-team divisions, which to me makes a little bit more sense, where, again, it's generally going to be geographic. It's Dodgers, Mariners, Giants, Padres, Angels, D-backs, A's, and Rockies. So you take all the teams west of the Rockies, essentially, and you put them all in one big division. And with this, you would probably go to I don't know, an 8-team playoff format, so the top two in each division would get to go. So I think that this would involve much more of a regional rivalry to still be intact. And according to this, you'd go to 154 games. You'd play 10 against your division opponents. You'd have 7 division opponents. So you'd have 10 games against the Dodgers and the Padres and the A's, natural rivals, and the A's are becoming less of one now that they're moving to wherever. You would have 6 games against the other National League teams, and then you'd play the American League to fill out the balance of the schedule. This, to me, makes more sense as opposed to, you know, 4-team divisions, 8 of those, and you don't have the Dodgers, and you split up the Cardinals and Cubs. At some point, you got to preserve the rivalry, not for posterity and history, but because that's actually what still moves the needle.
First of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.